And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
Lou Witzke, thanks for taking a break from your pagan ceremony to join us today.
Very cool of you. Very, very cool of you.
Black Lou just throwing out vibes. Just look at you on your fucking chin. Trying to be all kissable and such.
What's that tree growing out of you? What are you doing?
I look like a Lionel Richie cover.
Yeah.
You really do.
Hey, what's up? You look like someone that's... You look like you should be hitting on my auntie right now.
What's up, girl?
Yeah. Tell your bitch-ass nephew to get out of the room.
DJ Lou definitely has bunker vibe.
DJ Lou has dating a witch vibe. Jacob, do you have a sign outside your door that says no girls allowed?
It's true, there aren't. Jacob, what's that? You feel good, Juice?
You drinking gin? Are you just drinking gin out of glasses again, Jacob?
Not feeling well.
You're not feeling well?
I got a bit of a headache. I don't know. I'm sure this is in my head.
Yeah, I thought I was getting sick last night.
Oh, me for sure.
I woke up with a pounding headache.
No fever, though?
I don't think so. Well, I don't have a thermometer on me right now.
You got to keep that thing on you, Jacob. You got to keep that thing on you.
We ordered them last night.
I guess I got to order them.
Even if you order it, it's like 2 weeks away.
Yeah,
let's check. Hold on, let me check. What does it say?
104.2.
Quick, guys, what does my rectal thermometer say?
104.2.
Don't say that.
Yeah, last night I started to feel pretty lousy and got pretty in my own head. And then I woke up today feeling better than I felt last couple of days. Hey, everybody, it's The Bonfire, Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, if that still even exists. Who knows? I'm Big J. Okerson, all the way over in Dirty Jers.
Dirty Jers for the lockdown.
Dirty Jers for the lockdown. It's Dan Soder.
Hello.
Hello. And we have the whole group in here again today. We got Christine, Jacob, Black Lou, DJ Lou.
I'm gonna start in.
The rest are here. No, B-Rod's here.
I'm gonna introduce them the way that they're around me right now. So I'm gonna go. Hi, Jacob. Hi, Christine. Bucky. Black Lou. What's up? Big Jay. Here on the Brady Bunch. It's a Brady Bunch vibe on this whole fucking thing.
It is a Brady Bunch.
I'm getting Brady Bunch vibes. Like, my fucking wife died of cancer and I married a woman that had three children.
And then our stepdad died from AIDS.
Yeah, dude, how did those people die? Like, the Brady Bunch is about Mrs. Brady and Mr. Brady married after both of their relationships fell apart. But has anyone questioned what happened to those first spouses on either side?
That Brady Bunch 2 movie, that was what the whole story was about. It was great.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, I think, by the way, both those movies are underrated comedies. The Brady Bunch movie.
That's the one where Ben Stiller's
Brady
wife.
Sequel.
Yeah, that's where Marsha Brady's played by Ben Stiller's wife, right?
Yes. Yeah, Christine Taylor or something like that.
I saw the first one.
Okay. The second one's really funny, too. Both good flicks. I recommend them on your quarantine.
I might teen him up, dude. Oh, I don't know.
Christine's just yawned. Am I boring you? It is funny getting a look at everybody during the show for everything.
Oh, at all times?
Am I boring you? Who knows? What does she do?
What does she even do back there? Christine just took off. What if she just left right now? That's how she left you?
I like when she leaves the door open, though, you can see her entire emotion. Oh, she went to get a pad of paper, it would seem.
Hold on, and she's coming back. We almost have her through the door. This is fun.
I'm a fucking washed up whore.
Whoa, that's not a way to talk, especially during these times.
Don't say that.
Jacob in Florida, in your fort, how you doing? You got the sleeping bag up?
Yeah, you know, when they made that sterile isolation for ET, it didn't have stars and moons on it, Jacob.
Yeah.
My little niece's
quarantine tent.
Dude,
that's
great if they're like, coming out of the CDC, they say that children's sleeping bags are effective at blocking the virus. Jacob's like, I knew I was onto something. I had to care before everyone.
Welp, It is the quarantine tapes. We are also quarantined. We're getting a real insight into the everyone's world.
This is life now, dude.
Black Lou, is that your bedroom you're in?
Yes, I'm in a bedroom right now.
Ooh.
That's your headboard?
Yep.
That's the picture you look at when you have ankles on your ears? Come on now.
I was seeing which way you were going to approach that. You can call it murder for some reason.
Let's do it, man.
Great. Now, smash the camera into the pillow so I can feel what your wife is. Oof. Yeah. Yeah. That pain moving. Oh, that's what it feels like.
It's like fucking DJ Lou looks like he's somewhere where he's going to eat beans out of a can that aren't fully opened.
Yeah. Do you guys call yourself the new brethren? They have like a scary cult name. We are the Oculus.
Yeah. We are here and we are going nowhere.
Yeah, you got a Blair Witch vibe on your thing, Lewitsky.
Becky looks like she lives in a pawn shop for electronics.
Yeah, Bunker Becky. She looks more like a bunker than Black Lou did yesterday. And Big J's is the up looking sexy on his couch with his tat showing, drinking.
What's up? What are we doing?
What's going on?
What are we talking about?
Christine still dressed like the Terminator's roommate. She still hasn't done. Oh, the fact that Sarah Connor got ripped away. Bummer.
She's still wearing those headphones. Also, she started fucking me while wearing headphones, which I think is a weird thing.
I think that's pretty cool. She incorporated something from the show into your guys' bed life.
Yeah, I'd be like, Christine, what are you doing? She's like, well, you don't like Ani DeFranco. That's so, what I fucks to.
Oh, dude, I only fucks to Tori Amos.
Yeah. Now, Dan, you said last night you were sure you were getting sick. What was it? What were your things last night?
I was hot, sticky. I was starting to sweat and I felt nauseous.
Yeah.
And then my girlfriend touched me. She's like, you're hot. And I was like, thanks. You know, I'm not really working out much anymore. But no, that actually freaked me out. Because I was like, I'm warm. And then I took my temperature and I wasn't. Dude, I think they're fucking towing people during the team.
Oh, man, that's funky. Well, I'll tell you what. I saw a cop yesterday outside my house taking pictures of the cars that are parked, mine included.
Yeah.
And I just asked them, like, they don't even say anything. Like, they should post something on the polls or something. I go, what is this? And he goes, no, you just can't park for more than like 7 days in a row. I was like, from like now? He's like, yeah, from like when they mark it. I go, yeah, but you're taking pictures now. You're saying so from now, 7 days. And he just kind of like, they never change, even through all this. He's like, yeah, I guess, man. They go through some annoying questions. I'm like, well, don't take my car away, please.
I've made this comparison before, but it remains true. Every time you bring up this police precinct, the way they talk to you is like Janine Garofalo and Cable Guy.
Yeah, dude. Like,
excuse me. Can I get a fork? There were no forks in medieval times. Hence, there are no forks at medieval times. But they had Pepsi? I got a lot of tables, dude.
Dude. Yeah.
They give you that every time. They're like, I don't know, man. There's a lot of murder out there.
Yeah, it's so weird. They just don't. I'm like, well, I want to obey the rule. So can you tell me what the rules? He's like, dude, I don't know. Maybe your car won't be here tomorrow. I don't know.
Oh, I don't even actually work for the city. I got laid off. I'm a bartender at Jekyll and Hyde.
I was like, well, who tows the cars then? We do, man.
Oh.
So are you going to tow this car? He goes, maybe.
Oh, I think maybe this guy's towing a car out of help, not out of a dickhead move. But he's all masked up. This tow truck driver's playing it safe.
Yeah, it's so funny. Me and Christine just got a delivery, and the mail guy handed me the packages, and I came inside and disinfected I'm going to leave him sit for 20 minutes disinfected.
Nice. Smart.
That cardboard, man. They hand you cardboard. You're like, dude, why don't you just hand me a fucking bucket of AIDS, dude?
He goes, here you go. This is, you go, what is this? He goes, it's toxic waste. Why are you handing me this? He goes,
yeah, what is this? Yeah, this is the bat broth you asked for.
What? Mm-hmm. The Wuhan bat broth? Oh, I got some Wuhan bat broth coming in.
Our mailman, our mayorman couldn't be more Asian.
I think I've met him before. Lovely fella. Boy.
He's a lovely fella. Man, is he? But he has on a mask and gloves. But I don't know. I just heard the cardboard thing, so I just spray it down. And
what do you spray it down with?
Like Lysol.
You should make your own airlock chamber.
My aunt has been to that outdoor market. She's kind of a world traveler, and she did say to me, it's like the Bronx Zoo meets an outdoor market. Like anything you think you could see in a zoo is basically
for food.
On the menu. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, crazy. For sure.
Like animals that you'd have a nature special film here are on them, or just a menu there.
Yeah, zebra steaks. That's Christine's making that tomorrow, but those aren't. They're not the problem, though. They're not the problem.
Are you guys going to barbecue or grill them?
Oh, we're going to grill them.
Okay.
That's not exotic enough for that market.
Yeah, because we did like ostrich anus soup last night. It was pretty good. Yeah. It ends up looking more like calamari, but, you know,
you definitely did not like the yak ribs as much as I thought I was going to.
Yeah, absolutely. I found I'm into humans now. I just eat human flesh. That's where I've turned on. Dude, what's funny now?
Hilariously, is right now human flesh is the most dangerous flesh to eat.
It is the most. Yeah, it's got the most fucking virus pumping through it.
Because how'd you get it, man? Did you get it from eating a bat? Like, no, a person.
You're gonna shit a homeless Excuse guy. Me? I caught at the tracks. What's funny now is seeing people.
I'm trying to think what the first animal I would eat is.
What the what?
Huh?
Like if I had to eat an exotic animal, which is it?
Oh, do you know gorilla, dude?
Gorilla's too tough. The meat would be too tough. I think hippopotamus. You might get a round.
I want to eat cut. I want to eat the animal with spirit I want inside of me. I want a gorilla.
I want a hawk. I want to fly above.
I want to be a gorilla like those girls in the Jersey Shore, like big gorilla.
So you want? Would you eat gorilla heart?
Yeah, dude, totally. To have the heart of a gorilla?
No, absolutely. Not at all. Probably just a shit liquid and have like, you know, a kind of enjoyable experience.
Dude, Corona J's different. I'm wearing fucking t-shirts now. I'm going gorilla style. Fucking Jersey Shore, dude. I gotta go to a t-shirt shop.
Man, are you gonna go full Jersey Shore on us during this teen? Is this what's gonna happen to your personality?
Oh, this hat, as soon as my bedazzler gets here, this thing's gonna be different.
Man, it's gonna be nuts to meet gym tan laundry, however the fuck it works.
GTLJ?
Oh, a horn! What I was going to say is a lot of vegans are starting to talk shit online now. They're like, if you eat animal products, you can't be making jokes about the coronavirus. It's like, shut the fuck up, you dorks.
Want a bet, bitch?
Yeah, watch me work, queen.
I'll eat a baby shark right in front of you. Baby shark, yum, 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 Live barracuda, yum, 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 yum. Barracuda, yum, 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 yum. Barracuda.
Spider monkey, yum, 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 yum. Spider monkey, yum, 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 yum.
Rare raccoon, yum, 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 yum. Rare raccoon, yum, 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 yum.
And wash it down with a nice pint of Wuhan top water. A nice good pint of it. Yeah.
What are you drinking? It's good. It's juice, rat piss juice.
Dude, what? You go, I'm trying to start a virus. I'm trying to go viral, like literally, and start a virus that wipes out everybody.
Am I getting banged? Look at me and Becky with our fucking colored bangs.
Dude, you guys are look like you're doing a documentary about the British pop group you were in 20 years ago.
Yeah, we're trying to get back together.
You go, greetings and love. Actually, Becky's living in Reykjavik now in Iceland, so I don't know.
People said we was crazy hiring a female bass player, but she had the look, she had the bangs, goddammit.
And they shot to the charts. Number two.
Yeah, I think I was in a famous new wave band in 87.
Yeah. I look like I'm going through drug treatment.
Yes, Queasy's too. Me and Becky say that we were Kaja Gugu.
Yeah, we are Kaja Goo Goo.
Too shy, shy. Hush, hush.
Becky's too young to get any of my references.
Jay, have you...
Shy, shy. Hush, hush.
I do. Is Black Lou just jerking off? Is he sexting with somebody? I see his left arm moving and the other, his whole phone's in front of his face.
Even better, get some good shots on the screen, that's all.
If he was watching,
why don't you watch Lou's in panties now?
If he's watching, he's watching another podcast.
Can you hear like
Chris DiStefano?
He's watching DeSus and Miro.
Yeah, you go, man, come on, dude. That hurts.
He's like, oh, guys, the Bodega Boys just had a good take on this.
He goes, see, look, he just turns it around. I'm watching. Jay, have you got a chance to open up Rocket League at all?
No.
Come on, dude. Get into it.
I wish I could give you my schedule of the day. Me and Christina have also realized, this is gross, by the way, by getting up and then realizing when we get up, like, all right, we got to start getting this thing going. I don't think either of us have brushed our teeth till 6 p.m.
Dude, I just realized I haven't yet today.
Yeah. I haven't yet to either. And three times today I said I was going to.
I showered. I got my...
That's just weird because I brush my teeth in the shower every time I shower.
I usually like to brush my teeth before I leave the house. That's like a thing I'm just realizing right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, like as I'm leaving, as I'm like dressed out of the shower, I brush
my teeth. I'd worry that I'm going to have like toothpaste lips or all kinds of shit like that. I brush my teeth in... I brush my teeth also out of the shower, but every time I shower, I brush my teeth.
Okay. Everyone else doing good with their dental hygiene?
I'm three times a day.
Oh, all right. What's up? Shark teeth, batata.
Well, that's not what Quip says you're supposed to do, but you do whatever you want, Jacob.
Yeah, I guess they can go fuck themselves now that the rules don't matter, huh, Jacob?
That's fine. I guess the rules don't matter at all.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Good job.
Some Jacob. Of us didn't get sent to Quip.
Yeah, some of us.
Breach. Either.
Well, in fairness, I had to buy a new one. I broke my other one.
And in fairness, I don't like robot brushes.
DJ Lou is so stoic in his position over there. How's it going down? Did you do another meet beat sesh with your lady last night?
No, I did not.
Why? Because we made you overthink it now? You don't want to see your own pecker?
I mean, I'm the one shooting the peck. I'm shooting my dick, so of course I'm going to make it look good.
Hell yeah. I mean, B-Rod, that had to be your and Angel's whole thing for so long.
No.
Shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Wait, hold on. B-Rod, did you guys work mostly through texts and pictures?
I don't like that. I don't want pictures of me out there.
All right.
No, not out there. I'm saying like FaceTiming Angel, particularly. And only.
He lives in an RV. He didn't have curtains until like 3 months ago.
You think he didn't jerk off? Because he didn't have curtains.
You try Mike Vecchione, you work out?
B-Rod, you work out?
Peter Rodriguez, you jerk off? dude, wait, so what, would you just like write him passionate letters?
I don't know, man.
It's all right.
It's weird.
That's crazy.
I don't think it's like I would be too paranoid also.
Yeah, I was thinking about it yesterday after you guys were talking. I was like, I guess we could, but like, I don't know. I'm fucking shy, man. I don't want to do that.
Oh, man. If me and Christine were separate as many months as you guys were to Clip, by month three, I'd be like, Christine, see if you can fit that lamp up your butt.
What's so funny is because of the distance and because you're not in the room, when a woman watches you come on Skype and your attitude immediately changes it, it's the most clear it could ever be in life. It's the most clear anyone can ever be in life because you're just like, yeah, yeah. And then you bust and you're like, I got to go.
I got to go handle this. I have to go handle this right now.
I just ignore it. Dan Soder has left the chat. I gotta get out of here.
You go, thank you, that was cool, bye.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you're like, no, show me everything. Show me everything. And then you come
I can watch it, like doing it, taking part in it is is very difficult, I think, because I just like there's neither angle of myself I'd want to see in the, I guess, would it be like in the corner or something? You know what I mean? I wouldn't want to see my own dick. I wouldn't want to see my face, like, looking at it. Like, I would just want to watch.
Your face is, honestly, your face is worse than your dick. Seeing your face make those faces, your dick doesn't make faces. You make faces. And then,
I know, but my face is better than my dick.
No, stop it. You have a lovely penis. You have a lovely, lovely penis. But that's where that joke came from on my special about under dick, was me jerking off. Just looking at the under part of your, just looking at your dick head, the bottom of your dick head.
Well, the bottom of your dick head's funny because it looks like you only have like a half inch long dick head because it comes up into that to that point underneath, the arrow of your dick underneath.
Yeah, the seam point where it makes it all heart looking.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah, the tripwire.
Jay.
Yes, Jacob, your thoughts?
Dude, that's so funny. The way on my screen, Jay, the way you just looked, you looked right to where Jacob was when he had that.
Are you saying, like, Christine, you'll send Jay stuff, but Jay, you don't send Christine anything?
All right.
No, I would. I'm saying, my name just goes away. No, I would. I would do FaceTime shit with Christine and stuff like that. I'm talking about if we were away for months. We don't really do that when I'm gone on the weekends or anything. It's just kind of not necessary. You know, I'll be home. It's not that thing. It's like there's no reward versus risk in that thing right there, I guess. But I'm saying if we were like apart, if I was like, hey, Christine, I gotta go shoot a thing and. Montana for 3 months, I'm sure by the end of like a week or two it'd be like, yeah, let's whack off a little bit on the computer together.
Hey, I'm getting wrapped around 7 p.m so I'll be back to my apartment around 8:30. Let's do a little Skype jerk around 9.
Yeah, what's up? I'm gonna have some dinner, and then if you want to get back on and pump off together,
pump off. You want a fucking firework display with each other online.
Christine, what have you asked Jay to do on camera?
Nothing. We're saying we're talking about if we were in B-Rod situation. We've sent stuff to each other in the past, like didn't live together and stuff, I guess, but like when we're apart, like we're just not apart enough that it's like it's our only option.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
It becomes much more of a viable option when you're apart for so long, and then you need something, and you have that as an availability. Where I think like it's not a casual thing.
It's not as good as sex at all.
No,
but it's rather.
I guess
Angel, I feel free speaking for Angel here when I say he'd rather whack off to you doing something dirty than watching a porn again.
But Becky, you're right in the fact that
he's nodding.
Huh?
He's nodding.
He's nodding.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah, wrong. Yeah, great. He's agreeing with me. You're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but B-Rod, what you're saying is correct. It's not as good as sex, but like FaceTime jerking versus sex is like sex is like the actual Star Wars movies. And then FaceTime jerking is like War of the Clones or like Rogue One. You know, it's like, it's just an accompany piece. You're not doing it like, you're not like, oh, that's the whole thing. That's not the main thing. That's just the thing that, you know, keeps the franchise moving.
We just changed Becky's whole goddamn life.
What I'm saying is, Angel, you're about to get some wild videos. Now that you got curtains on your van.
It's about to get wonky in that house.
How long, Becky, how long is Angel home for?
Until they reopen.
Damn.
Yeah.
And when they reopen, he has to go back?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, everyone's like half frozen on my screen again. I see Dan's moving sort of. But whatever. Again, as long as we have the audio, it'll snap back. It'll snap back, everyone. Don't worry. Everyone, stop worrying.
I'm gonna lay back in the couch. I'm gonna lay.
Goddamn right, Char. I still moving all choppy. Everything's like a new great picture of you.
Work, girl.
Is it just me? Am I a bad wife, or like, Do all girls send naked pictures and stuff?
No, not all.
Why would you be a bad wife?
Yeah.
I feel bad. Like, after you guys were talking about this, I really did feel bad. Like, oh, man, I haven't been doing that. And we've been long distance for, like, 4 years out of 10. So I'm a bad, I must be a bad person.
No. You're a bad person.
I'm, like, clutching my pearls right now. I don't want to do it.
I mean, don't do it if you don't want to do it. I'm not telling you how to live. I just, what do you think's going to happen? That's a great question. What do you think, what's the outcome you're terrified of?
Like my family eventually it getting back to them or something.
Why would it get back to them? How?
I don't know, because people are always talking about like revenge porn and like.
Okay, but what's my point is just like if it gets back to them, like what is it going to be that's so like. I told Christina this with a lot of things before too. Everything you own, I was in Norton's a great example of this. Mm. Especially in the circle that Norton was in life.
Yeah.
And just like for a guy who's into, I don't think I'm speaking out of school, like Jim's openly into transgender, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He dated like a guy girl for a little bit. I think it's a technical term.
Yeah. Very specific about it.
It's something that if like a friend, if Dan, you told me tomorrow that was your thing, nothing that has to do being a friend ender, but that would be like news. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like everyone would be talking about it and he'd be like, oh my God, dude, like really you're into like a dick between like a pretty girl's leg. That's so fucking weird, whatever. But how long could that last? I mean, a week later, you've already on to like, it's not the first thing you talk about when you see each other.
Yeah. So you're saying that the shame is low. For like Becky's going with too high of a shame threshold.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a problem extending outside of this situation as well. But yeah, I think I just don't like people to know me that well.
That's fine. I get that for sure, but I'm just saying almost the best example that I give, and I mean this as like a compliment to her, is like Jennifer Lawrence. Now we've seen with cum all over her face. So, I mean, spreading her pussy open and I think getting fucked in one of the whatever it is. I don't even remember anymore because it's just like not the thing you. You know what I mean? When it's like Jennifer Lawrence is in a new movie, you don't go.
Puss.
Yeah. Puss.
A lot of it.
Get a lot of puss.
Jacob, and you've never sent nudes, right? That was the conversation yesterday.
I've never sent them and I've never gotten any.
DJ Lou, you ever send any nudes? Any tasteful nudes?
I'm not the star. I'm not the star of those productions.
Oh, really? What, you got Will sub in? You go, Will, you got to do this. You jump in here real quick. Black Lou, have you sent nude photos?
Yeah, I've definitely sent a couple of dick pics, but they were solicited. They were asked for.
Yeah. No, that's fine. No, we're not. Listen, we're not saying... We're not trying to entrap you here. I'm saying who hasn't and who has. I have. Jay has. Jay, you have, right? Jay's gone. Jay's dead, everyone.
Yeah, no, but I
have no video or anything.
God, you're off my screen.
I was going to say quit and send problem report or wait.
You want me to vamp again?
So I'm either going to jump out for 2 minutes or...
I'll vamp.
All right, vamp. Make sure you keep up giving Becky positive feedback on her homemade pornography for Angel.
Got it. And let me know when I'm vamping.
If somebody asked me for pics, I couldn't send them.
Wait, so you got asked for one, but you never sent it?
No. I'm telling you, I've never been asked. But if I'm like Becky, is like I'm too uncomfortable with. I keep thinking like I don't need some Russian hacker sending it out over the world. You know,
my back boy.
Yeah, you're back, buddy. Yeah, I mean, I think you guys are too paranoid about getting hacked. And even if they go out, well, you know, let your body be free.
Well, Jay was saying all that. I'm thinking if my dad saw a picture of me with a tranny, I think it would be it's not something he's going to get over in a week. I don't know what to do. Jay seems to think my dad would get over that in a week. I'm telling you, it's not.
No, Jay was talking about your friends, your like group of friends getting over it, which I kind of agree with. I think your like group of friends would be like, yeah, I don't give a shit that you're into that.
Because David is not handling that well.
Oh, dude, David would be furious if you found out that you had sex without a sheet in between you. If you
he's not that bad. You remember when I told you he was quite the Lothario in the state of Israel.
I forgot. He was out there slanging dick on the Gaza Strip.
Oh, yeah.
But even the thing with Becky, I'm saying is, like, let's say it get, for some reason, for whatever goofball reason it would possibly be, there's some major leak. Say it's like that kind of thing again. And you're involved in that leak.
You're in booby gate.
Outside of
booby gate 2022.
Outside of the world of like the people who listen to these shows and just mostly the guy, those are the people who would even like give a shit to click on a link that would have something like that. And they'll just be over it so quick. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's just like they would just want to be gotten over with so quickly.
Well, no, you can't have your cake. I'm not
saying I wouldn't enjoy it. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, what's it going to be?
B-Rod, what do you want to do? You want to put out tasteful nudes or do you want to never be forgotten? Because if you never want to be forgotten, you're about to have to do some Barnum and Bailey shit. Yeah, right? Yeah, I'm talking about
squirt out a goddamn campfire.
Yeah. You just a fucking bucket full of cum on a fucking flame.
Yeah, if it's just naked like masturbation shit, it's gonna go through the media mill too quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. If it's something new where it's like, you know, but you know, if something tells me, if you've never been involved in masturbating or fucking around, what do you call it, like sexting, whatever, if you have no thing in that, something tells me you're not jumping to something that people are going to be like, I don't even care if I know who this girl is. She is sitting on top of a fucker, you know.
Okay, that would
stuffing,
be great.
She's having three broom handles in her pussy.
If you go to World Star Hip Hop and it says, girl cleans up the whole room with broom in her pussy, and you're like, oh my god, it's Becky. Oh my god, she went too fast too soon.
Just man, that looks like really uncomfortable. Holy shit, that's B-Rod.
Oh my god, that's Becky Rodriguez. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
It's the ultimate multitasking.
I mean, you get splinters in your.
How I looked, also, I would have to train for months just. To feel like
don't ever do it. Just don't ever do it.
Fair enough.
Don't train to show your fucking dong on a fucking cell phone camera, you lunatic.
It's no photography. One
for something like that.
You can manipulate, Jacob.
Oh, and here's a trick too. Just no, like, don't put your face and body in the same shot.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, I thought you're talking to me right now.
You, like,
you just want a body shot of me? Here's the great news. I wouldn't give anybody a body shot. Here's the good news about me. The only two things I would ever show on picture ever, everything between those two things would never be on camera. My torso. You can see a picture of my face, like a good picture of my face, or you can see a good picture of my dick.
Wait.
You will not see there's no good picture of my torso.
So you would just send a picture of your face edited on top of your dick so you look like you were bodiless?
Yeah, like cat dog.
Yeah, you just have head a fucking
dick. Head dick.
Head.
Everybody look, it's head dick.
Head dick.
For some reason, wrong. I was picturing you guys doing like this wide shot of you eating.
What kind of social?
Oh, have you been taking Justin Silver's online masturbating courses? Because that's what you do when you look like Justin Silver.
Yeah, when you look like Justin Silver, you get a ring light and you jerk off in front of it.
This one, you try to get your dick and your head on the same like plane of existence.
He goes, "Welcome back."
And you show your face, and then you hit the what's the button that flips the camera?
Yeah.
He goes, "Here's dick. Here's face. Camera one. Camera two.
Camera two.
Dick,
camera
face.
One.
Dick,
camera
face.
Two. Camera
dick,
one.
Face.
Camera two. Hey, what's up, everybody? We call this the ceiling fan shot. This dick way, face. It gets my face, my abs, and my huge donger in it.
See, Black Will pulled his dick out, and then his screen went blank because it took up all his memory of his computer.
Yeah, blew out his laptop.
He doesn't have enough Wi-Fi. He doesn't have Wi-Fi to support all that dick.
Jay, have you talked to Justin since he's gotten sick?
Yeah, he says he feels like shit today, like way worse.
Uh-oh.
But says he doesn't have much of a fever. He's not having any chest or whatever issues, so maybe it's something. Who knows, dude?
I don't know a whole lot about AIDS.
By the way, Jay, on both Ari and I's polls on Twitter, Jump Street's beaten 90210.
telling you, dude, Jump Street's a great watch. It'll be fun to go through that again. I wouldn't mind that one. 21 Jump Street's good. It's got like classic Depp being Depp. Mm-hmm. Dom DeLuise's son is his best friend and the other cop.
Yeah.
Just like there was so much. Yeah, you're shaking your head too, DJ Lou, right? Like, you'll enjoy the episodes of Jump Street much more than you'll enjoy the episodes of 90210.
Yeah, that...
Like, if we did Sex in the City, genuinely, if we did, like, that was our first idea before we knew that Finance did it, I'm telling you from my perspective, even if I was, like, a go-with-the-flow person, which I will tend to be...
Yeah.
By 7 episodes in, I'd be begging you guys to say, let's stop this idea. But 21 Jump Street, because I did it about 10 years ago, I'm telling you, I could tear through 21 Jump Street again.
I'm down to watch it.
Dude, just how cool it is. Like, Johnny Depp's like, you got to go undercover with this drug dealer guy in high school. Everybody's 30 for sure. and it's just like an 80s, like, cool thing. Like, when they're the biker dude brothers, and you just see Johnny Depp also in the show, you see him become Johnny Depp.
Yeah, he actually
remember him being, he starts off the show, he's like a very, like, normal. And the thing is, like, the characters they make him on the show.
Yeah,
he's got to go undercover as the coolest guy in school, basically. And he goes and does it. And then you just see as the seasons go on, he starts showing up to the office dressed like that, with the hair all like flippy and floppy. When it first started off, he was like a side hair part. I think the very first episode, even if I'm not mistaken, he's an officer in uniform.
Yeah.
With like side part hair. I think that's the whole idea. It's like he's like a nerd almost kind of guy. It's like a She's All That kind of movie. Like, wait a second, take off those glasses. What? You've been smoking hot? You've been smoking hot the whole time?
This whole fucking time?
I didn't know that you were just smoking hot, but wore baggy clothes.
Yeah.
I think Johnny Depp's that. He's like an uptight guy. And then he goes into like, I'm saying by like season 2 or 3, when he comes in the war, his not character clothes are just like 80s rock and roller guy.
It's up right now, 58% to 90210's 41%. I think we might be watching it. Because also, Jay, what makes it good about us
last season's also.
I've never seen it.
I've never watched 21 Jump Street. I'd love to watch it.
It's fun, dude. Blackley, you didn't? DJ Lou watched it for sure.
Yeah. Also, Buffy the Vampire Slayer is being thrown out there.
I'm already doing Supernatural. I can only do one.
Because this person on Twitter argues there's so much there to make fun of, but it's also good enough to actually get into the show.
Oh, there you go. Well, look who's loosening up. Becky's playing with her pussy right now.
Oh, that's pretty sick. Wow, right there on camera.
Oh my God, look at her finger work.
Becky, if you don't...
All four fingers.
Becky, if you don't take that opportunity to send Angel a picture of you with a cat the next time you can.
I do feel like with Becky's nervousness of the situation, though, I do feel terrible, and I want to apologize if you hear some. Sorry, Angel. I do apologize, because now he's going to, at some point when he goes back home, after a month, he's going to be like, he's going to do the like, have you thought any more about, like, you know, we were saying about, she's going to be like, I said I was uncomfortable with it. And he's going to have to be like, no, it's fine, it's fine.
Oh, this is pretty great. This is pretty fucking cool.
I'm reconsidering. I think the main fear is like, sorry, it's not supposed to be like a funny thing, but like, I don't want people to lose respect for me.
Why would they?
Because you're talking about girls sweeping up floors with their pussy. I don't know. I want to be thought about for like being a good artist and a good producer.
Yeah, that's what you are. Wait, you're not going to be this isn't going to be your like swan song.
Well, yeah, hopefully not.
Well, that was the point, like with Jennifer Lawrence, is it's like that happened to her, but it's not really the first thing you think when she like makes a movie or anything. You're kind of going like, ah, that sucks that happened to her.
Yeah, so
people want to look. They're like,
no, exactly. I think it sucks that happened to her. And there's a picture of her with cum all over her face. Like, yes, I want to see Jennifer Lawrence with cum all over her face. Of course.
Of course.
It's also, if I met her, it wouldn't be the first thing. You're like, oh shit, I'm meeting Jennifer Lawrence. You know what I mean? Like, you're meeting a celebrity. It's not that you're, oh, it's that girl with a cum all over her face. You know what I mean? It's like,
I just got raised really strictly, and I think it's hard to get over.
My fear was that somehow the deleted pictures would resurface. So like the bad angles that you never wanted to send out in the first place. And that's what gets hacked. And then you have like all these shitty angles of yourself out there.
Plus, I always forward all my deleted pictures and videos to TMZ. And I go, can you guys throw this out for me?
Guys, can you push this out? I'm going to announce some road dates coming up.
Guys, yeah, I can't have this on my computer. It's really, it's clogging up a lot of space. Can you guys just toss that? Hey, my buddy over at TMZ, handle this for me.
Guys, can you push this out? Can you please push this out for me?
The block is hot.
The block's hot. Dude, this whole fucking list is pretty fucking undeniable. Black Lou back in the kitchen, back in that lovely open kitchen that Jacob's J-O'd to. Jacob.
Only sugary cereals. That makes me nervous for him.
Jacob, what if that cool kitchen asked for nudes? Would you send nudes to the kitchen if the only the kitchen saw it?
I mean...
Jacob, do you not think I picture you have a beautiful hard dick?
What's funny is hearing Christine laugh on her feed and in Jay's feed through the door.
Christine laugh immediately when you say that.
Cool, because there's a funny sentence I just said.
Because she knows it's true.
It's just the idea of Jay picturing your boner is beautiful.
I bet when it's hard, I bet the veins are tactile. You know what I mean? Where you go like, oh, damn, like you can touch them. Like it's a different, it's like a little bump in the dick, sort of.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess looks wise it's okay, but obviously, I just wanted it to be like bigger, massive.
Jacob, that's the beauty of the camera.
That's what. Yeah, that's why. By the way,
I'm your good. I'm your good friend, Jay. Maybe you listen to my comedy once or twice in your life, but I had a very a joke about this very thing. The beauty of the phone, dude. You can make, if a dick takes up a whole picture, how could it be a small dick?
True. That's just physics.
If the dick don't take a picture down from like way up where it shows like your belly button and all that kind of shit. Just cock. 100% cock. And then, you know, like in the distance, you know, like the table that's like behind you or whatever, or in front of you.
Well, like Becky, you're making me think now.
Thank you.
Oh, Jacob, I bet you could put out some sexy lower belly dick shots.
Maybe you guys should practice with each other.
Let me just say this right now. And you know, right, you're right, Jay. We are conditioning. I didn't realize we've been grooming Jacob this whole show to molest him. after watching all these documentaries, I'm finally realizing that Jay and I just groom Jacob to get pictures of his dick.
Jacob, just take a few and send them to me and Dan. We'll proof them. We'll circle the ones with that white pencil that we want. Give me the contact sheet.
Jacob, this is what boys do. This is just like the boys. This is just the guys club.
Dan, were you doing comedy in the time when you did your headshots and they'd give you contact sheets and you had to circle with like a grease pencil the pictures that you wanted turned into the headshots?
I just missed those. I held out on getting headshots for the first 4 years of my career because I was working in Laughs in Tucson. Those clubs fed to other gigs, so I didn't necessarily, and I was emceeing or featuring, so I didn't need, you know what I mean? You jumped quick into being on Comic View and like needing a headshot.
I jumped quick into headshots, and then weirdly I stopped 7 or 8 years ago now. Like I've stopped getting headshots in the tail end of my career when I probably need them more now.
Yeah, that's what's really funny is I did them. Like the first headshots I ever got were Jesse Scaturo, who was Giannis Pappas's, like, you know, they created Ditch Films together. And he was like, Giannis was like, you need headshots. And Soul Joel was managing me. And they were like, you know, got to get headshots. You want to make it.
Of the Pennsylvania Joels?
Of the Joels. Of the soul, not of the body Joels. Only the soul, not the minds of the bodies.
Hey, Bill, I'm Billy Joel. This is my family. Mark Joel, Soul Joel, Ron Joel.
Ron Joel.
Joel.
That's Ashley Joel. That's my niece,
Ashley Joel. Bernadette Joel.
That's my grandmother, Myrtle Joel.
Myrtle Joel.
Dude, we've been playing Rocket League, and one of the computer teams has a player on there named Myrtle. And it's just fun every time to go, it's Myrtle.
It's Myrtle.
It's Myrtle. But back to what I was, I forgot what I was saying. I'm a pothead.
We want to regather it. Should we take our first break here? And I think Ari Shaffir maybe will be calling in.
Is he calling in?
I believe so.
Ooh, let's take a quick little break and we'll be right back, buddy. It's the quarantine tapes. It's the bonfire. Put that pussy away. Put that pussy away, B-Rod.
Yeah.
Damn, Jacob. I can't wait to look at the proofs of your dick, dude.
I don't think I'll ever be able to do another radio show again without Black Lou eating something and looking inquisitively at me.
It's the new normal.
Black Lou, you're going to have to
eat a sandwich.
Now you're going to have to eat a sandwich every time going, I've never seen that movie.
You get such an insight into his life.
I love it.
We'll be right back, everybody. It's the quarantine tapes. It's the bonfire. I have to go pish.
Go pish.
And now back to the bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
Is that soup?
Jacob, is your mom mom make you a nice ceviche?
She went out of her way today, man. She knocked it out of the park. A piece of cod and broth with vegetables. Looks great, right?
Your mom makes very I think you're getting those. I think those are like Hungry Man dinners, dude. She's not telling you like the fancy ones.
Yeah.
It's too much. She goes, with a raspberry marmalade glaze and a rib roast. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And a rice peel off.
This
just respectful juice. Boy. She just wanted to make me something nice. That's all.
Oh, this, Jacob, it's kale, celery, spinach, grapes, and apples, and ginger.
I love that.
Is anyone else eating like a ninth grade birthday party? B&J's and pizza?
Yeah, did you do pizza last night?
Oh, dude. Oh, I think that's why I got sick, is because I've been not eating all day. Because, you know, usually I don't eat a lot during the day, and I've been like, well, you know, to remain kind of healthy, why don't I just do that fasting shit?
Oh, right. Yeah.
I took down 3 pieces of pizza hard last night, and that's when I started feeling like shit.
Yeah, we had Thai food last night. Pretty good. And Peggy got more dressed.
Hi. No, I've been wearing this.
I know. I'm theater of the mind, Peggy.
Sorry. Hi, Ari. Wait, hang on. Are we ready to go?
Ari, that chair is dope. Yeah. You look like an evil genius.
Yeah, dope is my middle name.
I am recording now.
I guess my chair will go fuck itself.
Whoa, dude.
We're on.
Jealous Jay rides again. Hey, everybody. We're back. It's Bonfire, the Quarantine Tapes, Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, Big Jay Okerson, Dan Soder. The whole crew's here. Christine, Jacob, Black Lou, DJ Lou, B-Rod. And now, joining us all the way from a secret location, at 1911 56th Street, Maryland. Open for business. No, it is, of course, Ari Shaffir, everyone.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Ari, we have a Twitter poll going of what show should Jay, Ari, and I watch?
Yeah.
And it was 90210 and 21 Jump Street were the options. And 21 Jump Street just kicking the shit out
Kicking the shit out. Yeah. Me and Dan wanted 90210. We said we'd let the people decide. And
21 Jump Street's just fucking.
But the more I talk to Dan about 21 Jump Street, he is getting on board more with the idea.
So, Ari, this is what I think is great. Jay's already watched it. So we have a Sherpa to lead us through the show.
Okay, hold on. We don't need anyone to lead us through using our eyeballs.
It's a complicated show. It's layered, Ari. These are adults that pretend to be high school children. So
I watched 21 Jump Street.
Yeah. Well,
but here's the thing. I watched both, but let me
you
say
did a also, recent rewatch.
Let me see also. I did a recent rewatch, and it holds up good enough that it's when I watched it, it was like the thing I watched every time I turned my computer on the road.
Wow. For a while.
Because it was just like. I got that back in. Dave Smith got into it with me, sort of. It was back when we were hanging out, like all the time. And I'm telling you, also for all of us, like your chick, Dan's chick, and Christine, both, or all three of them, it's a show more they'll kind of get into. Like 90210, they've watched so many shows like that's so dated now.
Yeah. It was the original.
The concept is so ridiculous of 21 Jump Street. It's like, Hey, 30-year-olds, go hang out with other 30-year-old high school students and infiltrate their crimes. It's great.
Also, the fact that high school kids can be capable of such crimes that they need a unit to permanently stay there.
Yeah, instead of just shutting down the high school. So you're saying that premise would continue on for what's looking like it's going to be 18 months for us?
No. 18 months. Is that your new guess?
I mean, yeah, from what I've seen, they're like, well, Wuhan, they're already sort of back to normal, which they're not back to normal yet. And it's only been 4 months. I'm like, uh-huh. And they ripped people from their homes and put them into quarantine camps. We're doing nothing like that.
Do you remember when that news was coming out? We're like, oh, China. We gave them the old, like, fucking... Huh? We gave them the old, like, sitcom, like, you guys are putting people in hotels that were built in 2 days. China.
That's just me.
It's like, it's China, they're a terrible country.
And by thought, it comes and goes,
did I do that? Oh, no, did I do that?
Didn't Donald Trump say we were gay if we didn't go back to work next week?
Yeah, and then he flinched at the cameras in any press that fucking shuddered had to leave.
Stay home, pussy. I dare you.
Whatever. I'm going to go get all the money in the pussy. Fucking losers.
The only thing that makes Donald Trump better is if he had a Philly accent.
Oh, man, that would be great.
Dude, if Donald Trump had any accent, that would make it fucking hilarious. Everything he said would be made much funnier.
Yeah, fucking China's so gay, they sent us over this dumb bat disease.
So fucking good. So good. So good.
I mean, I like Chinese food and stuff. Like, that's good. Like, chicken chow mein's all right.
But, like... do you think people would think he's less evil if he had a Midwestern accent? Like, do you think people would be like, no, he's kind of a sweet guy if he's like,
I've seen it. It's great. So great. You guys have no idea. So good. We're doing so good on this. We are doing so good. Big results.
And I don't know if you noticed, but we've really turned Becky around. Look at her. She's fingering her pussy right there on camera.
It's Black Lou.
No.
Black Lou's just
got a different box.
Black Lou's going to tell us some of his secrets at a sleepover right now.
Although Black Lou's headboard, it looks right now like he's in a giant crib because he does baby game role play with his wife. It looks like crib size.
Hey, you guys got to be cool. It turns out my wife's super into me acting like a toddler. Yeah. So.
She's powdering my butt right now, guys.
Hey, can you guys be cool? It's almost time for my sucky bottle. So I'm going to need to flip over and feed. If you guys could hold down the fort.
DJ Lou looks like the guy who killed himself and leaving messages to Bjork.
Yeah. You are my number one artist, Bjork.
Yeah, he covered himself in human shit and then blew his own brains out.
The man, his name was Lou, and he worked at the Sirius XM. He was obsessed with me.
It's like in a Bjork documentary. That video shows up.
Oh, shit. By the way, before we get back into why 21 Jump Street's going to rule, Black Lou.
And why 90210 drools?
Black Lou. Black Lou said a thing today. Is that, that's the guy we saw on Dr. Phil, right? Just the influencer?
The guy that licked the toilet?
Oh, Witsky sent that.
Witsky, yeah.
Oh, sorry, DJ Loom, I'm sorry. But it's, that's the one, right? Isn't that the one that we watched on Dr. Phil that was like, I get my eyebrows done, it's like super.
Christine, can you do a screen share on this?
Cash me outside?
No, not that baby. Come on. We know Danielle Bajolioli.
No, I know her whole deal. No, we're talking about, this is another person. It's like, his name is Lars, I think. And that, right. And it's like, I think that was the guy Dr. Phil was doing it too. He goes, you don't respect your parents. And he's like, I'll do whatever the fuck I want. He just makes crazy videos. And one of them was him licking public toilet seats.
And now he's got the coronavirus.
It is so funny though. Cause they have to say it right away in the article. Like, there's no reason to say that's the reason why, you know what I mean? You could have licked four toilet seats and then went outside and someone like someone said the word hi and spit a little dribble into his mouth. And
I saw an article of the lady that did the original toilet seat lick, and like I found her Twitter somehow from it, and she was just like very braggadocious, just like, oh my god, everyone's talking about me. the world's obsessed with me. It's like, bitch, you licked a toilet on an airplane.
And also,
of course everyone's talking about it.
And you put it up online.
Yeah, of course people are talking about you. You're a massive idiot. Oh, here we go. Larry is.
Oh, you're licking the urinal part.
Oh, what a dipshit. Lick the seat. That's where all the good fucking butt dust is.
But that's what? I'm pretty sure that's the guy that was on Dr. Phil.
I think it's just a random guy.
Also, he's not touching.
No. It's not. It's a influencer that's been on Dr. Phil before. So I think that's the one.
I know who you're talking about, but I think this is just a different gay influencer.
There's multiple gay influence?
I don't know. I don't know if they're gay.
I don't sound that one bit.
Yeah, no, Jay, it is. It's a viral video star that doesn't talk to family because they're irrelevant. That's
yes.
Funny.
You don't remember this?
Yeah, I have the other article here.
But turns out he wasn't that relevant. All right, we're having fun.
Come on. Come on with it now.
Might be locked inside, but we are flying high.
Yeah, that idiot kid. What a jerk off.
What an idiot.
I'm in the minority here. I think he's rad.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Ari. Very
influence infiltrate his high school and find out what else is going on up there.
Man, if there was a police force that could somehow get into this ring of influencers and stop this before it happened, that'd be pretty cool.
I did find out that somebody posted, maybe this is wrong for me to be saying this, but a 21 Jump Street is the only one that's available free.
Oh.
Okay, is that, 21 Jump Street is the only one. I think that's true. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know what's good about that is that now fans can watch along with it. 21 Jump.
Well, you don't say anything else, by the way. Ari's completely on board now that he found that out.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that it's free, he's like,
his Judaism alone.
He goes, I do have Amazon Prime and Hulu Prime, but I've been stealing it from a fan for over 7 years.
That's so. Wait, one fan? Does the fan know that you've been?
No, it wasn't for those, but I don't know if he knows, but whoever D Zenman is, thank you for all the hours of HBO. you are a real fucking patron of the arts.
What a great guy. What a mensch just to give you for 3 years. Just like, oh, who's on your, what a great thing to say though. They go, who's on your HBO Go? And you go, like mom, Kevin, and Ari Shaffir, one of my favorite comedians.
Yeah.
Christine, as the only girlfriend present here in the moment, if you had to make a choice of those two, how would you play it?
I don't know. It's a little hard because I've actually never, I've never gone through either of those shows. So both of them would be new to me.
I know they'd be new to you, but do you want to see the most ho-hum, like the obvious high school drama horse shit of 90210? It's just obvious. It's always obvious. Someone gets
leading the witness.
Someone's got a drug
leading
addict.
Leading the witness.
I was gonna be like, no, I'm not, but I am. That was bad. I did. I probably forced that a lot.
Here's the only thing I'm thinking of that why 90210 would be better. Because of the soap opera part of it. Because we can go, I can't believe Donna did that.
Okay, but let me counter argue to that.
Okay.
What's going to be great about 21 Jump Street is there's different cases. So you're getting a whole new chance for more weird people in the show to make fun of.
Right.
The soap opera part will be great and it'll be fun to watch the evolution of characters. But I think with 21 Jump Street, it'll be just making fun of how everyone is dressed. That'll probably take up the first 5 episodes for me.
Well, sure. And also as we go like episode by episode, you're breaking down that episode. They're like companion pieces, because that's what you're going to do. What happens here? And you start talking about the drug dealer from that episode, because they all close up at the end, unless there's continuations.
But I'm saying to get into like, oh, I can't believe fucking Dylan's dad is back. I hated that guy. I hope he doesn't stay around very long.
I agree with you on that.
That would be great. But 21 Jump Street, I think we should do 2 episodes of 21 Jump Street per podcast episode.
Sure.
So we, you know, we talk about one episode and then we can jump, because I think that was from see what I did. I'm already in. I'm on board.
On Jump Street.
I'm Johnny Depp and I don't know a lot about AIDS. I know that I'm very excited. I'm getting gassed up to watch.
I barely remember the show. I do remember how I did see every episode, but I don't remember any of the episodes except one time. And we'll get to it. I remember a guy, and it might have been another show, a guy shooting a teacher and then going, as soon as he shoots him, and it was a trope that was used so many times, he goes, Oh, and then he drops the gun. And he can't believe he just did it. Boom.
You find out why that teacher deserved it, clearly.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say.
But it is that. We definitely have to convene to do it upon like every like two or three episodes.
Sure, we could do that. We could also do one and then say cut. That's a 30-minute episode. Let's do the next episode now.
Oh, but sure.
We can convene every couple days, every 2-3 days.
Oh, yeah, to absolutely go through the episode. But I think it's funny, like the...
Here's why 21 Jump Street will be better for the girlfriends, because they don't have to watch every episode. They can just be like, you watching that again? I'll join in for this one.
Yeah, they don't have to watch every episode, and they can follow, and you don't have to really catch up with what's going on with the storyline.
And also, so can the viewers. If you're behind, it's like, fine, just watch this one.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. And they wrap up. And I said, do we get excited to watch the evolution of Johnny Depp? Johnny Depp on that show, within that show, becomes Johnny Depp.
Becomes so well,
that kind of about the guy who was Opie, the guy who plays Beta now, Jacob, on Walking Dead. He was Opie on Sons of Anarchy. If you look at every movie he did, he's awesome, unbelievable actor. But everything he's done before that, when he was in Remember the Titans and a bunch of movies he's done, he's like, he always plays like the kind of Midwest corn-fed, you know, short hair, clean cut, shaved face kid, and now lives his life as he looked in Sons of Anarchy. Long hair, long beard, like very rock and roll, like the way he dresses.
Same
and everything.
With the fucking tracker guy from Sons of Anarchy. He went full in with that.
Who? Which guy?
Daryl.
Oh, Daryl. Yeah. Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah, Norman Reedus is now like leather vest guy. Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. If you get like a big role that just makes you dress a certain way, that's just your way. And Johnny Depp was like, I'm going to be Johnny Depp. I'm just
when everybody falls in love with you for that look, you're like, why would I? Johnny Depp's like, why would I stop wearing 1,000 bracelets and putting my hair up and like, you know, making my hair like floppy and flippy all the time? Like, why? I was in the center of every magazine for 5 years.
Also, you get a professional stylist saying, this makes you look cool. You're like,
And he hangs with Keith Richards, which I think elongates that kind of look. Because he's like, Keith doesn't. Keith hasn't known where he is since fucking Reagan was in office.
Like, I got Keith's old hanky today.
Yeah, Keith Richards is like, oh, no, who are you? You know, and he's like, fucking, hey, what's up, Keith? I'm dressing like you do.
It's Keith Richards today. He said I can have his old bandanas.
We're the bracelet boys. We hang out.
We're going to grow Zorro facial hair and walk around with floppy hats.
we were eyeliner and we're both over 50.
Yes, that is a jacket on top of a longer jacket on top of a shorter jacket.
Yes.
Yes, old jackets.
Yes, older men aren't supposed to show this much chest and clavicle.
Yes, that is a shark tooth necklace you see there.
Dude, I wonder how many. Do you think there's a full set of teeth between Johnny Depp and Keith Richards, what they're wearing on their bodies?
Oh, of teeth, of shark teeth and shell. Oh, there's a beach full of shells. There's a
how many beads are on Johnny Depp and Keith Richards? And, enough to fill up an industrial warehouse.
Enough silver you can melt down to kill a pride of werewolves.
Yeah, dude, you can make a silver handgun with all that's on Johnny Depp and Keith Richards.
You can make a cannon that kills them in swords.
You can make a pirate sword. I am very into 21 Jump Street now.
I mean, we're doing it. I mean, we said we let the people speak.
I think unless we completely 2016 this election and we're like, there's no way 21 Jump Street can lose, and then recount. Fucking 2 weeks from now, it's like,
yeah. Can I make an admission from my poll? I put up a poll. Jay has not yet, but it's so did it too. I put up the poll. I put a joke one in Syrian torture porn as like the third guess. Yeah. I put 21 Jump Street, then 90210, then Syrian torture porn. And 21 Jump Street was beating 90210. And I was like, you know what? It's because I put that one first. And I deleted it 2 minutes later, added it again with 90210 first.
Whoa, gerrymandered the election.
I don't know what that means, but I think you're right. And it's still losing. So I believe 21 Jump Street has spoken.
Oh man. I'm
excited to watch a couple episodes with Christine tonight.
Someone recommended Briscoe County Jr.
Oh, really?
Jan Michael Vincent.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that was him? Yeah, oh, no, I'm thinking of Hunter. Hunter, remember Hunter?
Fred Dreyer, dude.
Yeah, who was on Cheers.
Do you guys remember Viper?
No,
Viper. It was like Knight Rider, but with a shitty Dodge Viper.
Dude, A-Team also. By the way,
do you remember Ari, we brought this one up a few times, Auto Man?
Nope.
The guy who had the little ball that would turn to the car. And if the ball was like followed him around. I'll tell you what else I was thinking of during this time.
Yeah.
That no one's brought up, myself included, and it just hit me the other day of why I like this Supernatural show that I'm watching now.
Yeah.
That they're like, and the same thing with 21 Jump Street, they wrap up in an episode generally. Friday the 13th, the series is absolutely
great. We were just talking about that.
Wait, Friday the 13th, the series?
It was amazing. So it was amazing. It was one of my favorites when I was little. I
mean,
Friday the 13th series has nothing to do with
Friday the 13th. It's just like Friday the 13th is a spooky day. That's it. That's the only.
I don't know why it was. Yeah, it's just it shouldn't even be called that as a show. But what the show
was.
That's
like Mad TV. Like, what does this have to do with Mad Magazine? Like, it doesn't. They're gonna do a slight tie into Spy vs. Spy for about four episodes and drop it completely.
Yeah, it really meant nothing.
That really was what they did. They really did a thing where they're like, we'll have, you know, the character will come out and smile his fucked up smile, and then we'll go to Spy vs. Spy, and then it's just sketches.
Let me say what I thought of. This is gonna bum us out, and it might even stoke you to put up another poll. What? But Quantum Leap.
I love Scott Bakula.
We can call the podcast. We can call the podcast. Oh boy, because remember, every time he'd look at himself in the mirror to start the next episode, he'd go, "Oh boy."
Oh, dude, let's fucking all right. You know what?
Voyagers. So many good shows back then.
Honestly, they used to wrap up in an episode.
Like honestly,
Doogie Howser.
And then also there was a slight overarching thing of, will I ever get home?
Yeah, is the next leap the one home?
I don't know, Jay. Quantum Leap really gets me going. I fucking loved Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap was great.
Oh boy. Do we do Quantum Leap and 21 Jump Street in a poll? Because 90210, I kind of feels blown out at this point.
I don't think they remember that it was the show of my high school years.
Yeah. Let's talk about 21 Jump Street. Also, 21 Jump Street, you're gonna enjoy. Great soundtrack, fantastic soundtrack to it. Like, you're gonna like the music in a lot. That's good. That's around the era of Michael Mann doing stuff like Miami Vice, where the music is so tied into the show.
Listen, if this goes 18 months, maybe we eventually get to Oh Boy the podcast.
I mean, honestly,
what I'm saying right now is, Jay, I think pound for pure funny.
Yeah.
I think 21 Jump Street will give us more opportunities to make fun of. Whereas, I don't know, though, Quantum Leap had a lot of weird situations where, like,
so many weird. When he became a black person, he was like, what the fuck?
The waitress that gets hit by her husband.
He'd have to dress like the person. He'd be a woman for an episode.
Yeah.
Exactly. I remember when he didn't know, he tried to solve it. You know, it's like, I can clearly see something's wrong. I'll finally figure it out. And then he was like, why am I not leaping? And then he was like, I guess I'm just working on this farm for the rest of my life. It sucks. And then
one more episode.
And he just goes, oh man, that's a great ball of fire, huh? He goes, yeah. Great balls of fire. Leap. Tell Jerry Lee Lewis that line. And then that was the end of it. He's like,
that's great.
Oh, what a good son I was.
That's really great. That's so cheese dick.
Yeah.
Oh man. Quantum Leap, dude. I don't know, man.
Oh boy, the podcast. Oh boy.
Yeah, well, here's my question. We know 21 Jump Street's available. We can watch it. Do we know if Quantum Leap is available?
Christine, can you please get on that?
I'll tell you right now. You don't need Christine for this.
Okay. What are you going to use? Your phone?
You're going to talk into your remote?
No. My television.
You're going to talk into your television remote? That's what I meant.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to my television. Yeah, Dan, you were right what you said there.
Thank you. You know what, Jay? Honestly, in this time of isolation, thank you for that validation.
I've brought you strength. Let's
see. You have given me great strength.
I guarantee it's available somewhere. 210. It's not YouTube.
90210 does have an anthem that has a theme song that slaps.
We will be having a fan, because we won't be able to use this for the YouTube version, the soundtrack. We will have to make a fan remake that soundtrack slightly off.
What, for
whatever show we choose? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, oh boy, honestly, it's such a good name for a podcast. It leads me
The Quantum Leap podcast.
Yeah. And ain't no one touching Quantum Leap.
And by the way, let's just say this goes on for 3 years. We're probably going to have to go from one show to the next. We'll have to leap from one show to the next.
Could you imagine if we got Scott Bakula to able to fucking.
Oh my God.
Call in?
Yeah, that'd be great. He's not doing anything.
Oh man, he can get most of that cast. I bet they're pretty. I mean, he did CSI New Orleans, so he's got some money.
So probably Patton knows him.
Yeah. We should ask. Sean Patton, get us to Scott Bakula.
Yeah. I wonder. Okay, the first episode we've already decided is going to be us talking about what the name should be.
Yeah, so yeah.
You guys will know what the name is before we do.
I honestly think it should be the first half is deciding on the name, and then back half is the first episode. Just one episode, just a taste.
Tom Segura special out, number 6 today.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that.
Oh, his sixth special.
Number 6 is of the top 10 things on Netflix.
Oh, wow, that's cool. I didn't know they rank him like that.
That's new.
What are the first 5?
Tiger King's got to be number 1.
You make me mad.
Tell you right now. Tell you right now.
Money right now is on Tiger King.
I'm going to give it to you fucking right now from the fucking gut, just
yeah
straight from the gut. As soon as I find, oh, here we go.
I fucking love it.
Number 1 is Tiger King.
Told you.
Number 2, All American. 2 seasons of this show. I'm unaware of it. It's about football, college football. Looks like
sounds right.
Self-made, inspired by the life of Madam C.J. Walker.
Ever heard of that?
It's starring
Madam C.J. Walker, Texas Rangerette.
Yeah, she was a barrier breaker, a boundless dreamer, an empire builder, and beauty. She found opportunity and success. She found power.
Ooh,
badass.
That is badass, Jacob.
I'll tell you what, this is number 4 in the U.S., and I saw the commercial for this the other day, The Platform. Listen to this Netflix film. 2 prisoners per floor, wondering how much they get to eat that day. 1 inmate has had enough of not getting enough. It's time to send a message, and it's a tower prison. That's just like a bunch of open middle squares on top of each other. It goes straight up and down. There's 2 people on each floor. Ooh. Number 5 is Love is Blind, which I can't even pretend to give a shit about for some reason.
Everybody's into it. It seems so dumb.
Tom Segura, number 6. The Letter for the King, which already it's TVPG, and I see a lot of swords and cloaks. I'm out.
Yeah, dude, if you got swords and cloaks and you're not rocking a hard R, you're fucking, what are you even trying to do?
Yeah, I can't do it.
Give me a rape in the first 10 minutes or I'm out.
You better be historically accurate if you're that corny. So I can at least go like, I know something.
I love when they do those old shows and then they go like, but this is the one they respect women. I'm like, uh-huh, a fantasy world?
Yeah.
Does it exist now?
Oh, totally. I remember how fucking woke everyone was back in the Viking days.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Nice sound effect.
You know, Vikings, the ones that are known for raping and pillaging. And they're like,
get that sound effect ready.
Now it just sounds like a fucking broken fire alarm.
Am I not getting any props for my background?
Dude, you look unbelievable.
You were taking a whiz when we gave you all your props.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fireside chats with Ari Shaffir has to be a thing.
Yeah.
You look like a very sensual man with that backdrop.
Let me do the lean back.
Yeah, dude, Burt Reynolds me up. throw the bird at me.
But come over here and get warmer.
Blackwood looks like he's studying for a test tomorrow. He's just got if he just had a fucking book in front of him, right? All right, this is working out.
What's 8, 9, 10? Real quick,
I did him. It was Boss Baby, something like 100 Humans.
I don't remember hearing about any of these.
I just said the names of them. I
believe you said them in your head.
Looking on Hulu now for 21 Jump Street.
From what I see online,
I think it's Hulu and Amazon Prime is what I saw. That. Yeah, go ahead, Christine.
You found it on Hulu?
No, I just did I watch 21 Jump Street? It said Hulu or Amazon Prime.
Oh, I'm finding it on NBC.com. They have all 95 episodes, but you have to watch with commercials. It looks like
that shit.
You have to buy it on Amazon.
I would rather get coronavirus.
You have to buy it on Amazon Prime or come to Amazon Prime?
I think you have to buy it on. I'm logging in right now.
Yeah, I think you may have to buy it.
Buy every episode or buy the probably season by season.
I would rather go outside and breathe with my mouth and lick stuff than ever watch commercials again.
We are going to have to notice that everyone's out of a job right now. So if they want to watch with us, we can't be charging them.
No, for sure.
Watch.
Dude, that's an absolute.
Assume they have Amazon Prime, but.
Give your money to Bezos. He's a good dude. That's my guy.
It's my guy.
It's my guy.
Also,
I've been a Bezos guy for a long time, and it's good to see everyone come around. Jacob, you nodding? What's going on? You falling
YouTube?
Off?
YouTube? Does YouTube have?
All right, I can definitely check the YouTube. My Amazon Prime out here is completely frozen for some odd reason.
Amazon, you have to buy the season.
What? How much, the season of?
How many seasons?
Can we get a password and then give it out to everyone?
Guess six.
Can we get a password as the podcast and then send it out to people that are like, hey, I can't afford this?
There's five seasons, and the first season's $14.99, but the rest of the seasons are $24.99.
Damn.
That's too much.
Yeah.
That's a bit.
That's a lot to ask people for. I'm trying to see if it's maybe
Ari's
on YouTube.
Full on making out with his dog.
Hanging out with me.
Yeah.
You'll notice I haven't moved it a lot.
I mean, dude, right the kisser. That dog's going right for the kisser. Oh, man, you got slobbered. And it made me extremely jealous.
Smells like a Mexican beer, if you know what I mean.
Hey, I don't drink.
Is it on YouTube? That's too much. You can't charge people $25.
Let me tell you something. I watched this before and didn't pay for it. So maybe it's YouTube.
It was on Netflix and now it's not.
Boo. What about Quantum Leap?
What's Quantum Leap?
21 Jump Street.
What about A-Team? Nobody even
A-Team. Well, I don't think we could get that. That wouldn't be as fun. I honestly think 21 Jump Street and Quantum Leap. And I was pretty confident in 90210, but I feel like Quantum Leap is just
there.
And I'm a Bakula guy. Since Necessary Roughness.
But that's the movie I was trying to think of. I can't think of the name.
I've been with old Scott Bakula for a while now.
Did you play the straight man in that? Well, who was the hot chick in that? Was that Kathy Ireland?
Yes. It absolutely was Kathy Ireland. And it was Sinbad. Bunch of NFL players made cameos in it.
Now a bunch of NFL players are on cameo.
If Quantum Leap is available like on Hulu, I say fucking game, call an audible.
Well, I'll put a new poll and say 21 Jump Street. Keep in mind, it's $25 a season.
Nah, you can't do that right now.
Yeah.
People are out of work.
I don't think they would vote. I think less people would vote for it, but
if we knew that, we could give that information. I think that's a smart thing to give before we make any rash decisions.
Not me.
21 Jump Street. See. Full episodes.
If people are going to be 21
Jump Street full episodes.
Them just give us $25 and.
guys.
Yeah.
They're all on YouTube.
For free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
21 Jump Street.
Yeah, you have to jump around a little bit to like find. Oh man, season 2, episode 2, and 3 are my favorite episodes.
So 21 Jump Street, and then where do you go? Did you do full episodes?
Here's the thing. Subscribe to the person. The person's name. You ready?
Hold on. All right. Yeah.
Is Film Rise.
Film Rise.
So I'm gonna go to that.
Rise.
Film Rise.
I see it. I got it, dog. I subscribe.
That's like one of those Cloak and Dagger show names.
Unsolved Mysteries, dude. This guy's got everything.
Hey, if this goes well after the in between season 2 and 3, or maybe in between season 1 and 2, can we get Film Rise to call in?
Yeah, dude, I'd be down with that.
And say thank you, Film Rise.
Yeah, say thank you. Give props. Props is proppers.
I'd like to get proppers. Big fan of that. How do you add a subscription?
Dude, this is gonna be great. I'm just jumping around the first episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, don't come on.
I'm getting a taste. Let me do a cable.
All right, get wet.
Dude, Johnny Depp is a cornball, and this is going to be awesome. I'm feeling good about 21 Jump Street. We still got to come up with the title. We're moving.
21 Jump Street, full episodes, 103 videos. That's every season.
That's great. Yeah. Okay. 103.
I subscribe.
How many seasons was it? Five?
I think five seasons.
Yeah, 103. Yeah, 20 a year. 21. Oh. 21 episodes a year.
So ridiculous.
And then obviously we can finish off with watching the mock movies,
which made a fucking mockery of a great show. Talking about the Jonah Hill, Channing Tatum ones?
I will be talking about that after we watch five seasons.
I remember going and seeing one of a month because I was like bored on the road. And I remember being like, yeah, fuck it. Why not?
Yeah. It's a two-parter. I'm going to tell you guys a couple things about the YouTube page. Pilot's a two-parter, first of all.
Okay.
And here's the issue, though. It's a little blurry. It is a little blurry because it's pulled from old TV. It's not a great copy. So unless you guys have a real problem with it, we should let people know they can watch this on YouTube.
Do a screen grab. It's Christine, do the thing you do with the screen grab thing.
No, for sure. But I was saying, like, maybe we
can pay for it.
We should buy them.
Yeah. You're just saying.
Is that cool, Dan?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Let's buy them, because I'm telling you, like, we might get, because we're doing it to make sure we get every episode in.
Oh.
We might get a little annoyed with, like, we might get a little annoyed with the blurry of it.
Dude, Ari Shafir doing fucking bestiality on this episode of The Bonfire.
He's all in.
Yeah, it is blurry, but it works. I'm
totally fine with that.
I'm fine with that.
Totally fine. I have no problem at all with that.
I'm watching it on my TV, YouTube though. It's stretched out a little bit. It doesn't look quite as good quality.
Dude, so, I cannot wait. I just brought a fucking sawed off. Yes, this is gonna be awesome.
Okay. Turn it off.
Too good.
Dude, that guy just ran in with a sawed off. Oh, this is looking like fucking Michael Jackson and MC Hammer had a baby. This is
gonna
awesome.
Make me sad. I can't go to 80s parties.
Dude, I'm gonna get full leather suits for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, we might have to go costume party at the end of each episode.
Oh man,
at the end of each season, I mean, full on 80s costume party.
That looked like a parody. That was the real.
It looked like an SNL sketch.
You wish
it was a parody.
Parody of that ass. What's up?
Oh, this is happening. Oh, I'm so excited. This show is so dumb.
It's up, right? Oh, dude, it's so dumb. That's why I said, man. And listen, if this virus completely fucks society, we'll get to Quantum Leap.
Yeah, we will. In fact, what if I'm seeing a fucking movie? We Quantum Leap back to the start of the virus, and we have to decide if this is good for society or bad for society, and we can stop it if we want.
Ari Shafir, Dan Soder, big fan. Love that pitch idea.
Okay.
I'm thinking in the role of Scott Bakula, instead of Scott Bakula, I think we can get, and I'm not sure if he's available, what if we get Johnny Depp for Quantum Leap?
Good idea. Diversity's in right now. Got anything?
Oh, wait, Jay, what was the old guy that had the, what was his name? Why am I, I'm blanking on it, that helped Scott Bakula out?
Oh, Ziggy. No. The guy who was like an award winner. No, Ziggy was a device.
Sam.
Yeah.
He's an award winning actor from like the 60s. He's like a high level actor.
Dean Stockwell.
Dean Stockwell.
Hey.
I knew him as Dean Stock. Amazing.
Dude, Quantum Leap doesn't get any love.
Dean Stock, good.
Dean Stock, great.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm jumping the gun.
Yeah.
And I'm buying 21 Jump Street.
I'm going to watch it on YouTube.
Dr. Sam Beckett.
You're going to watch him on the tube?
13.
I'm good. I'm going to buy him. If we're doing this.
Yeah, I'm going to buy him so I can see him really good quality.
Hi, I'm Johnny Depp of 21 Jump Street. I don't know a whole lot about AIDS.
Sure doesn't. Can't argue that. The guy does not know a lot about AIDS.
I don't know about AIDS. Where are you going with this, John?
How excited are you that, and probably the ones you're going to watch on YouTube, Ari, will have that kind of stuff. I don't know if the DVDs will have that. That's going to be after an episode that deals with AIDS for sure.
For sure.
Is him when he talked to, who was it, the Surgeon General and somebody else, and he's like, I'm Johnny Depp. I don't know a lot about AIDS, but here's somebody who does.
Can we have a piece called The People's Report where I tell what the people who don't buy it have seen?
Yeah, dude, I think Quantum Leap. I'm watching a Quantum Leap trailer right now.
Yeah.
I think it's like I just think we should do it as number two. I think 21 Jump Street needs our attention immediately.
Okay. Yeah, I think
Quantum Leap, if we get through the series of in doing a podcast with 21 Jump Street and we get to Quantum Leap, I think that'll be a fun second show to pick up. I think 21 Jump Street should go first. Just by watching that trailer, everything that I saw in 21 Jump Street, I immediately was like, I want to talk about this now. Quantum Leap, I'm like, if we get the show rolling, we kind of know how it works.
And Quantum Leap will hold up.
Jay and I have always had the argument that Night Court wouldn't hold. Didn't we have that argument, Jay, that it wouldn't hold up? I said it would, and you said it wouldn't.
Hey, stop. No.
All right. Well, I don't know. It's an honest question. All right. Asking Jay a fucking honest question.
Say it again, Dan. I'm sorry.
I said, like, didn't we have the argument of I said Night Court would hold up, and you said it wouldn't?
Yeah, I don't think it would.
The only thing I remember is the creep. You know,
John Larroquette.
John Larroquette and Nikki Post, and he was like, his hands were full.
Marky Post,
and his hands were full, and he's like, and she's like, where are the keys to the whatever? He goes, they're in my pocket. And so she's reaching in her pocket. She goes, I don't feel them. He goes, it's deeper in there. She started reaching further into his pocket. Yeah. And then she was like, ew! And that was it.
Can I tell you some new information I got now that I have my Prime Videos working again?
Yeah.
You can actually buy standard definition for $21 and all the seasons. However, the first option on Prime for 21 Jump Street is to watch it perfectly on Prime. I'm going to double check to see if it works right. Free with ads. So no one's in a major rush right now anyway. I don't know how long these ads are.
You can watch it on Hulu or on Amazon Prime.
On Amazon Prime, free with every season, free with ads if you're willing to do the ads. Let me see.
So I think what the people are going to do is they're going to say either we watch free with ads, let's see if we can stand it, pay for it outright if you're one of the wealthy, or go to this film service guy, and his comments are suddenly going to start pouring in.
Let's
start doing this show.
Let's see. I'm just going to give you a little test run here. It says my video resumes in 4 seconds is the opening out of the gates.
A lot of people are saying on Twitter that they want us to do Saved by the Bell, but I think Saved by the Bell doesn't have the, it never, it's just a comedy. It's basically, it's a comedy for children.
It's so gay.
What's the show with six?
I gotta be honest with you. I'll tell you this too. I'll say do it however you want to do it now, because I'm looking at it right now on Amazon free with thing. It's just TV didn't come in good back then.
Oh really?
So I'm telling you, even on Amazon,
it's all grainy. There's no high def.
It's standard definition. Are you doing it on Amazon, Jacob? I mean, this is literally.
It doesn't matter to me. I mean. Yeah, how much better, how much worse is it going to be?
I'm a Jacob.
No, I'm telling you. So you might as well watch it on YouTube with no commercials, then watch it almost the same quality with commercials or buying it.
Point being, get ready to wear a lot more bandanas in places other than your head.
Well, I'm going to Amazon and buying a bandana, first and foremost.
That's for goddamn sure.
I'm going to get one of those brown beaded bracelets. I'm going to see what jewelry of my girlfriend's I can take.
There's always places where you can order stuff, but if you order $4 more, you get free delivery. And I'm like, that's bandana time.
If you don't think I'll start allowing myself to showing up to this show with my hair more wildly done and more bandana work, then you're crazy.
Dude, get ready for a lot of tank top under leather jacket looks out of me.
Mm-hmm.
So, hope you're ready for that.
Absolutely. Ari reminds me of the first captain now, the hippie captain.
I'm excited to get into the
I don't whole... remember this, but I've seen every episode, I believe, so I will be reminded. I you know what's gonna do to us also? Maybe more me than you guys, but like, it's gonna remind me of my childhood. It's gonna
remind
old girls I knew and like teachers I remember.
It'll do that for me too, and it's also gonna remind you, and I'll remind you, it's not, someone's gonna spoil this well before it gets there, but you know, towards the end of the show, Johnny Depp was getting so famous, couldn't be around much anymore. Do you remember the character who came in, take a spot, who also, by the way, we could do a carryover.
Richard Grieco,
who did the spinoff show, Booker.
Love that show. Booker was great. Booker was real, though. Booker was, like, serious.
No. I'm thinking of Ken Wall.
No. Yeah, because not Ken Wall. That's Wise Guy.
Dude, I love how he came in and I remember that. I remember Richard Grieco coming in and replacing Depp. You're right there, Mark Lou.
We'll be talking about this in 4 months, but Grieco had to fill a fucking big shoes.
And that's not Steve Young stepping in for Joe Montana. That's
the guy who had to take over fucking Howard Stern's role at FM when he left FM. It's like, you got to take the time slot? Good luck.
That was David Lee Roth.
Heard of him.
On the East Coast and Adam Carolla on the West Coast.
Yeah, Daily Roth did not go well.
No, the engineer, I worked at K-Rock when they brought it back for a little bit, and the engineer that worked on the studio was like, yeah, this is the studio David Lee Roth did his morning show, and he made me remove the carpet so he could tap dance in a certain spot.
What the audience?
And he goes, and what he doesn't realize is that he would touch the mic and get shocked. And then he would just yell at the engineer, like, come on, man, I want to fucking tap dance. And the guy was like, you can't.
Hey, man, the microphone just hit me like zzz ow.
Hey, man, I just touched this microphone and went zzz ow.
Every David Lee Roth interview ever done is incoherent. It's incredible. Yeah. I watched so many of them. There's not one of them you can sit through.
The only time I met that guy, we was outside the Comedy Store in the front patio, me, Rogan, and I believe Red Band, and it could have been Eddie Bravo too, but we just asked him about fuck stories, and he was forthcoming.
Let's just get right to the meat.
Really?
Yeah, he was totally forthcoming. Yeah.
Can you tell us
some?
Maybe it's because of Rogan and he wanted to impress him. I don't know, but this is before Rogan's podcast. So, I mean, this is 15 years ago, and it was just like, you ever fucked a mom and daughter? He goes, oh, a few. I remember this one time, and he just go right into
here
it.
Here we go.
Right here on Dave TV.
Yeah, man. I don't know what made me think of that. Again, Stoner.
Give me
Stoner
a pack of anything and a jelly donut.
Grieco,
to go.
Grieco took over.
Grieco taking over. And then that was when I was old enough at that point to realize what 21 Jump Street was. I think I was too young up until then.
Like, Grieco had it though, man. Grieco took over. He came in, did all right. They gave him a spinoff, his own thing from it.
Yeah.
I think that might have been part of the deal. Like, will you take over this show? He goes, what am I going to fucking be a second fiddle? He goes, we'll give you your own show. He's like, all right, I'll do it for a year then.
Because he had to come in because Johnny Depp was
Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, he started getting work. Yeah,
he was massive. It's going to be interesting knowing what I know about Hollywood now to see like the casting. Now I can understand things.
Also, just the idea that the people where they went to go be Holly Robinson, still currently married to Rodney Peete, who was an Eagles quarterback.
Detroit Lions
and fucked Tyson.
She fucked Mike Tyson.
I don't think Rodney Peete fucked Mike Tyson.
She may have. I don't know. Peter DeLuise is Dom DeLuise's son.
That's the guy I'm looking most forward to. Luigi, or whatever the fuck his name is.
I forgot about that guy. That's Dom DeLuise's son?
His name was Douglas Penthall. Thank you.
Oh, I remember that name.
Penthall.
They took a fat dude who was related to a nobody celebrity, and they're like, let's put him on this hot person show.
No, dude, he wasn't fat. I'm telling you, when I went back for the second watch, I would have said the same thing. He wasn't fat, dude. He just wasn't Johnny Depp or they got a handsome Asian also involved, David, if you recall.
Nguyen?
Yeah, Dustin Nguyen.
Yeah.
Nguyen.
No.
Did you call Dom DeLuise a nobody celebrity?
I'm sorry.
No, son.
Oh. No. I said he's related to a nobody celebrity. Yes, I called Dom DeLuise a nobody celebrity. You're right.
I'll be honest with you, Jacob. Yeah. I'll co-sign that. Not that he's a nobody. I just can't think of anything I've ever given a fat shit about Dom DeLuise being a part of.
How about Hollywood Squares?
No, yeah,
when you were one square.
Someone said the movie. My grandparents possibly trying to send a message. Never really thought about that when I was younger. Told me that they loved and wanted me to watch the movie Fatso, Dom DeLuise, and
great in that history of the
great
world.
He was great in it. He wasn't. It was awful. The whole movie was terrible.
You know what? I haven't seen it since it came out, but I remember.
Me either, but I thought it was fucking awful. And what did he do in History of the World that was so great?
Blazing Saddles.
What did he do in Blazing Saddles though? Just like the one part where he yells at the thing. He's a gay.
He was great in that though. Like and then History of the World. He was Caesar, and then he was in The Producers, I believe.
I don't know. He just never really. Nothing he did ever stood out to me.
Jacob, is your webcam like above you, and are you lying on your back?
No, I'm.
See how it looked like that, though.
Yeah.
Ari, Jacob's experimenting with the ceiling cam for this episode only.
What? Like, it's an interesting shot.
Yeah, Dom DeLuise. No disrespect to the dead, but
I always just think of that.
I think Bob Saget's made me laugh more times in my life than Dom DeLuise.
There's just a great SNL sketch that my old roommate Vic used to show me all the time where Dana Carvey's playing Johnny Carson.
And they cut
back to him with Dom DeLuise and Burt Reynolds. And Dom DeLuise, it's Chris Farley's playing Dom DeLuise and he's pissing his pants.
laughing.
That's one of the best bits ever. He's got like.
It's honestly that makes me think of Dom DeLuise, and I know well, people.
That's all they used to do on the Tonight Show when him and came on. That was almost a direct reenactment. Sure,
by the way, to make my sentence make more sense, I meant that Bob Saget. I'm thinking of him like as a Full House, like the Danny Tanner has made me laugh more than
Dom DeLuise. I thought you were saying AFV. I thought you were saying America's Funniest Videos.
Jay, can you say a thing about Bob Saget again being funnier than Dom DeLuise?
Bob Saget is funnier than Dom DeLuise.
You heard it here first. A Bonfire exclusive.
Bob, absolutely.
We call this the Saget paradox.
But like you said, he's great in Blazing Saddles. I know what you mean, but I mean,
he is.
Yeah. I understand. Saddles was great.
He was, yeah, exactly. He was like,
was anyone not great in Blazing Saddles?
He was in it for a minute.
Yeah, he really was. He really wasn't.
You asked me what he's been. I got to look up. I have a song.
Yes, you have to look it up.
He was almost to eat.
Jacob, all we're saying is, he's like Smokey and the Bandits too, wasn't he in those?
No.
I'm saying just because Dom DeLuise, his relationship
with Cannonball Run, that's what I'm thinking of.
But
here's the thing. My point is, and Ari, this goes to the point you're saying, I think. When he said related to a nobody, whatever, celebrity like Dom DeLuise, it pinged on you for some reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why I think it's weird that when it's like, well, what's the things then? Everything you have is like a minute long piece.
Yeah.
Him being in a great, chef thing.
Yo, he was also in Spaceballs, the animated series. It's pretty fun.
What did he carry? Like, what was his project he's ever kept besides that Fatso movie? I can't think of another like.
Oh man, All Dogs Go to Heaven.
He was in Blazing Saddles, Silent Movie, The End,
Cameron.
Fatso, Holy Moses. These are the movies I guess I grew up with that I.
He did some light work on Murphy Brown.
Johnny Dangerously. He had one line.
I don't even remember him. All right. Well, Dangerously.
He had one line. That's a.
And I know Johnny Dangerously also, well. Joe Piscopo was funny in that.
He was in Going Bananas.
Was so funny. He had one line in Johnny Dangerously and killed me.
Guess what, guys? He was in.
So good.
He was in 21 Jump Street. As Uncle Nick, so get ready.
Oh, no shit.
Get ready.
He comes to play his son's uncle, I bet, right?
Yeah, dude. He's Uncle, what was his name of it?
Penhall?
Uncle Nick.
Uncle Nick Penhall.
Uncle Nick. Makes sense.
Oh, dude. I can't wait to get into this.
All right. So it sounds like we're doing that.
We're doing it, yeah.
Which I'm totally stoked on. And I believe we should have our first episode out on iTunes. We'll figure out the fucking iTunes feed, and we should have it out definitely by this time next week.
Let's do it.
I think we can do it by this weekend. We can pick a day this weekend to during the day. Hop on for like an hour and talk about it.
So I would say, If you at home are listening, I would go ahead and watch the first episode. We might not get to the first episode on our first episode, but it won't hurt you to have watched it.
I'm gonna tell you the secret I just saw, though. It's a two-part of the first one.
Yeah, that's the thing. So maybe we just have a long episode the first episode. Maybe we do a two-parter.
Oh, I think our first episode should just be us talking about title and what we plan to see here.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Fair. I'm okay.
Then, without having watched any of it, and then we get into it could be a 20-minute first episode.
And now you can.
I'm gonna watch it soon.
Yeah.
Let's meet tonight or tomorrow day. Are you guys working tomorrow?
No, we're doing the bonfire.
Yeah. So let's meet and do like a 20-minute. Like, what are we going to expect here?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I feel like we did just sort of do it, and the first one should be about naming it, and then the episode. We'll do a longer episode. We're not going to be able to talk more about it than an hour anyway, even with the talk of the title.
There's no time limits or constraints on
our
podcast.
My point just being, like, it's not going to be that long if we only talk an episode, or even the first two episodes. So, like, having also in there us going through the title thing first is just as funny as anything.
Yeah. Well, make sure you follow Ari Shaffir at Ari Shaffir. Go listen to The Skeptic Tank and make sure you go to youtube.com/thebonfire. Like and subscribe to all the videos we have up there and follow Big J and I on social media at Big J Okerson and at Dan Soder. We love you guys.
This is really exciting.
We're very
fun. Love y'all. So fun. Good to see you, Ari. And everybody all good? Everybody's all good and safe, okay?
Everyone's safe. Becky, thank you for setting everything up. Christine, Jacob, Lou, we love you guys. And we'll see you tomorrow on the bonfire.
Crackle, crackle.
Crackle, crackle.
Bye.